classic acts like Crass, Rudimentary Penai and Subhumans aren't always cited as key inspirations by Irish traditional bands, but Dublin outfit Lynched are not your traditional band. From the Finger Tats to the squadron of racing bikes they rode to our interview, band members brothers Ian and Dara, along with Radie and Cormac, have been remaking things in their own special image. They dismounted briefly to talk to me about the anarcho-punk tradition, family businesses, and the special power of traveller song.
Where have you been all day in the Rimi song? Where have you been all day, my beloved one?
The term that I've seen used to describe you doesn't seem to make any sense when I sit here looking at the four of you. But ballad singers is something that comes up quite a lot. What does the word ballad even mean in your context?
Oh, well, I think there's so many different interpretations of the word ballad. I think it originally comes from the paper that these songs were written on, and I think the word was ballot. I think the etymology is shared there with that word. Back at that stage, I mean, if you ask people, they can say, depending on who they are, like Hugh Shields was convinced it just pertains to the kind of classical European ballads, or the child ballads, as they're called, then in Ireland. So we have a different context going back to the so-called ballad boom, where we'd associate it with the Clancy Brothers and the Dubliners and, you know, that type of more bawdy barroom type of song.
You're kind of revealing there a little bit more than average knowledge of folklore history.
Yeah, well, I have a master's in folklore. I did a degree in early Irish and folklore, Irish folklore, when I was out in UCD, and I went on to do a master's then a few years later. And I suppose over the years, it's just something I became more and more interested in, something I avidly read up on, and I'm constantly kind of researching and looking into. Crass would have definitely been a big influence, between Crass, Conflict, Subhumans, Rudimentary Penai, all the old kind of anarcho-punk bands and peace-punk bands. It wouldn't be definitely been a big influence for us. And even more so, Patrick Fitzgerald, he was one of our big influences, the so-called original punk poet. So he would have been one of the first people who you could justifiably call folk punk. But like I said, again, that was a term that we weren't even aware of when we started off the band, you know.
But it seems to represent, even when you're going in and finding traditional songs, it represents a kind of a feeling or an ethos that is as ancient as the songs.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's something that's always stuck with us. I mean, the first kind of instances I remember being interested in Irish song would have been Christy Moore and the Dubliners, but it was realising that, you know, this is protest music, these are protest songs, and even in a more honest and truthful way than punk even was to me, you know. And that kind of is where my initial kind of in was into that whole thing, and it just kind of grew from there, you know.
I'm Daffodil Mulligan, Biddy's young girl, and the fellas all say I'm a peach and a pearl. I was born at the daffodil time of the year.
Daffodil Mulligan is a song on the album that's it was written by Harry Donovan, who wrote the famous Biddy Mulligan, The Pride of the Coombe, and this is kind of like a sequel. It's about her daughter, basically, and what she gets up to.
For I'm sweet Daffodil Mulligan, I am, all me ancestors come from the coombe.
It was written as a kind of humorous music hall song, as far as I know, and kind of sung by Jimmy O'Dea, and it has that kind of bawdy, humorous side, but then it's kind of special for us as well, because me and Ian anyway, have a long family history of street trading on Thomas Street. Our mother's mother and her mother's mother, back five generations, have sold fruit and vegetables and fish and that on Thomas Street, you know, so it strikes a chord with us anyway.
Does anyone in the family still do it?
Yeah, our Auntie Ria, my godmother actually, she's there on Saturday afternoon selling fruit and veg outside Vicar Street. Drop up and say hello. Big fan.
In particular, my mother, I think for a long time, my ma would have felt ashamed of her background being from the flats in the inner city and stuff, you know, but because of what we're doing, kind of singing songs in the air, it's kind of made her, has a newfound pride in where she's from, and yeah, it's one of the best things.
Sweet Daffodil Mulligan, I am, all my ancestors come from the coombe.
Well, we're playing in the Cobblestone as part of Traveller Pride. I think we've probably been asked, because Ian especially has done a lot of research into Traveller songs, and we'd all be kind of fairly mad about the Traveller versions of songs that we've come across, and also just like a lot of Traveller musicians like Johnny Dorr and the Rainies, that kind of thing. I recently started listening to Margaret Barry as well. Actually, I think she's brilliant.
There was an old man came over the sea, but I'll not have him.
What characterises Traveller versions of songs we might know in other ways?
One of the main things for me is that just the simple fact that they kept so many songs going, you know, like kind of throughout the lean years of the mid-20th century when the settled people had forgotten about a lot of the songs, especially the older ballads, and the Travellers had kept them going. I mean, I suppose it was because of the lack of access to electricity and radios and televisions, they would have still been gathering around the fire at night time and sharing songs and stories. So in that way, a lot of, especially the older, like the European ballads were preserved, you know. And I think just some of the singers are absolutely amazing, like singers like Mary Delaney, John Reilly. The style of singing is just never heard anything like it, you know.
My mother, she told me to give him a stool, but I'll not have him.
Kind of free-flowing style, just seem like they're really put everything they have into each performance. It's just something that's always amazed me.
With his long grey beard, with his long grey beard, a-shivering and shaking.
Me and Dar, actually, incidentally, because Pride Week and Traveller Pride are kind of coinciding for 1 week
they're
this year. They're overlapping for 1 week. And me and Dar went and played at an event run by Pavy Point and Belong To. And so it's for Traveller and Roma LGBT communities or whatever. And that was really, really interesting. We got to see some really interesting speakers and it was lovely, lovely atmosphere, you know.
What did you play?
We just played tunes that that would have come down through like the likes of the Rainies or Johnny Dorn, but I'm not that great with that kind of stuff where I've gotten the tunes from. I found out afterwards that most of the tunes I play are tunes they would have played, like stuff like Maggie in the Wood and all that. They would have kind of brought all that down. So
you need to research your tune tomorrow.
Thank you.
My mother, she told me to take him to bed, but I'll not have him. My mother, she told me to take him to bed, and the daft old devil now stood on his head, with his long grey beard, with his long grey beard, a-shivering and shaking.
Lynch there, and as Rady said, they'll be playing at a celebration of Traveller music, along with Stephen Pecker Dunn Jr. Dunn, and many more, next Thursday evening at the Cobblestone in Dublin from 7 o'clock.